Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Off the ball breakfast.
I'm trying to go. Is that to our advantage?
Would you
or theirs?
Prefer the murmur of conversation and debate?
Shush!
You're the one who hates shushing the kicker.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Ball's Breakfast Bite, giving you a flavour of Ireland's sports breakfast show.
McHugh calls for league decider to be scrapped.
Seen that.
So, because of the championship around the corner, I don't think teams want to be in the league final. We should do away with the league final in Division 1 and maybe even Division 2. Now, the GPA did survey players before, and they do like the league final because they get medals. Is that...
And particular teams get up to Crow Park and might not get there otherwise. As players, we've spoken about so many times, the National League is a great competition. It's a bit different this year because the new rules are in as well.
Yeah.
So it's very much coaches, players are using it nearly on a trial basis, but I would have always been a fan. National Leagues is one of the best competitions across all four of the divisions. Why not push the championship out 1 week? Just have a gap between, we've seen it the last couple of years, a team is in the league final and they're playing championship the following week. It was 2 years ago, Mayo won the league.
Yeah.
They were beaten the following week by the Rossies in the Connacht Championship. So I can understand frustration from coaches going, it is all geared towards the championship. If we're in a league final, that won't be a priority. But I think that's disappointing. I think it's a brilliant competition. There's only 3 things you play for. League, the provincial championship and the All-Ireland. So I would have been
a great deal out of the league.
Push it out a week. Like, yeah.
Like, and you referenced this before, like, your team, it became such an event, those games on Saturday nights.
Yeah, and look, I was there, I was in Tralee on Saturday night. I look at the first 3 rounds of the National League, there's been some brilliant games. You look at Ballybuffet on Sunday, full house for Donegal, Armagh. It is a brilliant competition. Yeah. And the fact that you have teams potentially getting to the final and just saying, no, we're going to write this off, that's, I think it's too important a competition to be put in that position. And I think the biggest thing is just give teams an extra week. What harm is pushing the championship back 1 week?
Yeah.
You know, and I can see Martin McHugh's frustration there because Donegal, in all likelihood, will probably be in the final after winning the first 3 rounds.
Well, yeah, I was making this point yesterday on the show. Paddy McBrady did seem to let the cat out of the bag when he said yesterday, we wanted 6 points, we've got our 6 points. Not that they're going to down tools, but
they're like, gone now, they're heading away.
Well, maybe they just have a massive training session on the day of all the matches or something. Mm. You know, is there...
We'll see. I just think it's a brilliant competition. It shouldn't be devalued. But I can see Martin McHugh's point, and whoever's in the league final, if they're playing championship a week later, that is definitely going to come into play when it comes to selection.
And that would be Donegal Derry. And Derry, for all the criticism they're getting from some quarters, are actually still a really good team.
Yeah. Oh, they are. They've dropped off a little bit. Obviously, last summer, just kind of went to pot. Paddy Talley's gone in there. A slow enough start for the National League for them. They got to pull it out of the bag to get a draw against Galway. But they'll still be a dangerous team. Like for Donegal, that put it this way, that's absolutely not a gimme. That first round of the Ulster Championship, so you can see. And if there's a choice for Jim McGuinness and it's a league final,
there's no choice,
the
really, is there?
The following week, there is no choice.
So. No. So there's loads to talk about here. Are Dublin going to be the Dublin team of the second half for the Championship, do we think? Like, they'll actually have that gunslinger attitude?
I would argue that Donegal and Armagh and Galway, they're teams at the minute. Maybe Donegal and Galway are the teams we're going to see in Championship. By and large, like they're the
so
teams
you're
that are
all Ireland
the best
winner
minute.
Is coming from those two.
No, I'm just saying that they're giving us the biggest hint of what they might look like in Championship. I just think, you know, Donegal are still missing their midfield trio of Jason McGee, Hugh McFadden, Michael Langan. But wow, Like, I think we're burying the lead here. I think we're getting caught in the negatives here, lads, of, you know, why Armagh haven't gone back further, why Kerry haven't gone back further, why Mayo haven't gone back further. Donegal deserve to be number one in the country right now. And I would have thought this would have been the one I agree with you most on.
Donegal.
Yeah, but you're crying and complaining. I know it's 25 past nine and you mightn't have had a coffee for 2 hours and a bit, but like, does it have to be totally negative? We're in a new era of Gaelic football where we're allowed to be positive. We're allowed to be excited. We're allowed to talk about things that make us happy. And Donegal right now make me happy. Like, they're just exciting to watch. You know, and I don't think we've even seen a sliver of the potential that they may actually unleash on us a little later as well.
Well, what was your thoughts on Murphy's return?
Toss.
The whole country was waiting for him and he didn't disappoint, did he?
Ah, it was off the charts. And like, just the whole, like, Murphy mania was how we put it on the football pod on Monday. Do you know, like, the signing all the autographs after the game. Did you see the photo of the kid touching his brow, just trying to get a hand on him on the pitch in Ballybuffet afterwards? Like, this guy, like,
Aidan Forker was just trying to do that as well. Like,
he sponsors the club championship. He kicks, you know, top scorer in the club championship. He's man of the match in the club championship. You know, he's Michael Murphy is the man up in Donegal. And I don't know, Paddy, if you had spent 2 years out of the game, 3 years out of the game, and you had done a lot of punditry, and, you know, you'd been on the F4C, would you have come back in the shape?
I was ringing Desi, he's blocked by number. He doesn't need me. He doesn't give the kids a chance. No, it was, I'd say Murphy didn't get out of Ballybuffet till midnight on Sunday. Yeah. It was, I was up there with him last year. We were doing a game for GAA, Donegal beat Tyrone. They won well. You were there too. We'd something on the night before, and the game was over, and it was like the Beatles. All the supporters around Murphy. He wasn't even playing.
I'm delighted to say Liam Griffin is with us this morning at 8:38. Liam, good morning to you. How are you?
Morning, man. How are you?
Yeah, very good.
Liam, good to see you.
Good to see you.
You have a proposal going to Congress this year about the future of hurling, and we thought we'd bring you on just to chat to you about it. What's going on?
Well, for example, there's just some serious kind of stuff has happened in the last few years. And I think people will be shocked to know that our national sport of hurling has slipped out of the top 10 activities in Ireland. It comes out from the Sheffield Hallam University report of 2021. Furthermore, less than 2% of sports players over the age of 16 list hurling as a game they play. And that comes from Keeping in the Game from ESRI. And then hurling along with a 21, actually, this is a staggering one as well. The dropout rate from hurling in the 21 to 26 age bracket is over 75%. And keeping them in the game, that comes from the Irish Sports Council itself. So, look, that's a crisis for hurling. That's absolutely true. Like, it's irrefutable. And that's our national game.
Is there any, Liam, what's triggered that? You know, you look at, like, the senior championship last year was obviously the flagship, the incredible games in the Munster championship. You see last year's hurling, All-Ireland hurling final between Cork and Clare. Like, whether you're a GAA person or not, if you love sport, you could not but be enthralled by an incredible game of hurling. It seems at senior level there's still some amazing talent, amazing games. What's driving the drop-off in young people? Is it the clubs not doing enough? Is there any rationale behind it that you can see?
The rationale behind it is, I would say to you that I know from some research I did myself back a while back, it takes 5,000 players to get somebody like John McEnroe. I remember that kind of stat, and I thought, genie, Mac. So we don't have enough volume of players playing hurling. That game was a great game, a lot of great games played. But do you know, there's a lot of children can't play hurling in Ireland. They can play it in Europe, because we've gone out to Europe to try and help out, and they can play it in Asia, but they're barred from playing hurling because parish rule in a lot of cases, they can't play. And also, why can't every club produce more children to play the hurling? Because that's where it lies. I mean, everybody's trying to solve it at the top, and they've put in a great committee now, and I think they're going to do things, you know. In fairness to Gerard Burns, he's appointed that. But, like, for example, if you don't have a hurling team, if you don't have hurling in your club, then the boys can't get and play hurling. And somewhere where they go to schools that play hurling and they play there, I saw in one particular county, and I'm not going to start being controversial, but they then ruled that they couldn't play for the school team's club in hurling, and yet they had to go back to their own club, and unless they had a hurling team, they couldn't play at all. So that's really marginalising hurling and pushing kids out that can't get the chance. And from my point of view, I've been on the hurling track for a long time, and if I could get a shilling for everybody that ever told me they never got a chance to play hurling, I'd be doing really well. I could have cancelled my other business and kept going. Like, it's just absolutely not right. So what we're calling for, and this is not now controversial, it shouldn't be, this is going to test the will of all GAA people, to be honest with you. So every club should field one team in hurling. We're doing it on the age bracket from 7 to 10 years of age in every club in the country. Now, money is going to come into that, and it's going to have coaches and things like that to set it up, and we understand that, and hopefully we can do that. But that does not interfere with any football fixtures that they have. It doesn't feed because it's not up at a competitive level. It's a hurling nursery around the country. So we need to grow this from the bottom, not from the top down. And so, I'm telling you now that I think if that happens, you'll see better games than you saw this year, because they'll become much different, and they'll be much more competitive. And I can see a way that hurling would improve drastically. Because you look at the Joe McDonough and all of those, there's not enough volume at that level to get the hurling up to the standard. You need volume to get and if you get volume, you're going to get better, 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 better and better at hurling.